I've been interacting with people on computers for about 30 years now, and started with bulletin boards when I was, when I was a teenager, and moved on up to, the interwebs and in Twitter and Facebook and app.net and so on. And, and problems that people have with each other on these networks, they're nothing new, right? I mean, I've been seeing it for 30 years. The only difference is really how quickly the problems play out. Now they can occur over the course of, minutes and hours rather than days, weeks, and months back in the BBS days. But, these different social networks, and, there's been some people on app.net, which is, a bit smaller than, your Twitter and your Facebook and the stuff like that. But, and so the community is a little closer, I guess you could say. And so, people have made, announcements and stuff. I'm like, screw you guys, I'm going home, right? But it's, basically like that, right? Or I don't want to be here anymore. And, I'm not criticizing the choice, but there are ways to manage your stream. And I don't know, I can't say that these people did this, but, the reality is that I've been doing this long enough to know that you're not always going to please everybody. You're not going to be able to get along with everybody. And so if you see things that are going out of, that are just going to cause you stress, I mean, that's why the social networks have the ability to unfollow people, right? It's like the first thing. And sometimes you have to block or mute or do other things. And I like some of the options in Chimp, a client I use on app.net, that, it offers the ability to mute threads and hashtags and, of course, people, which, that really helps, right? If I see a thread that's going off the rails and it's just by people that I normally follow, and it's in reading, it's going to cause me stress, I just simply mute it and I don't see it. And therefore I don't get tempted to get involved. And, when I do get into threads that sometimes I wish I didn't get involved with, and then, it's like, okay, I learn, okay, that's a topic that's probably not good to try and discuss. And so, look, I go on social networks to interact and try and learn things from people, but I don't go on social networks to be stressed, right? And so if I find something stressful, it's like, I ruthlessly use these tools, right? And likewise, I kind of whine about Facebook for lots of reasons, but I mean, part of the reason is I haven't taken the time to go through my friend feed and, in timeline and like whittle down the number of people that I'm following, because I follow some, crazy network. I do the same thing on Twitter, but I've gotten better on Twitter of it actually going. And if I see something in my thread I don't like, I either mute it, or if it's a person that's continually blasting stuff, I and they're not interacting with me in some way, I unfollow them. I mean, there's nothing wrong with this. It's kind of like your real life friends, right? If your real life friends are starting to bug you, then you don't see them as often, or maybe you stop seeing them entirely. I mean, this happens. And so, I just look at all this stuff that people are stressing out about. And of course, people making big announcements like I hate app.net or whatever. I mean, the problem is not any particular social network. It's always a people problem. And fine, you don't like the people, but the people are always going to be a problem on any social network. So, thinking that you can solve the problem by moving from a social network or to a specific social network, you're always going to run into people that are going to disagree with you, and going to seek and even like go so far as to seek you out and foist their opinion on you. Especially if you're on a public social network of any sort, people will seek you out and engage you on issues that do so negatively. I mean, it happens to me from time to time, and I just simply block the people and move on. It's not worth the time and energy to do anything else. I mean, as I say, I don't go on social networks for stress. I go on it for fun. And if I'm not having fun, then I stop doing it. And, again, I see why people have, chosen to leave, app.net or whatever, but, there are ways to manage it. And, if you don't figure that skill out, no matter what social network you use, you're going to continue to have problems. And so, that's my advice. Again, no matter where whether you want to, wherever you are on the social networks, if you don't effectively manage your your stream, right? The people you follow, the threads that you see or whatever, then it's not gonna be enjoyable. And if you can't do that, then, maybe you should figure out some other place to be.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.